Let's start. Today's daf is daf hey. We are on daf test some of days, about 9 lines from the bottom. So right, there are 2 dots by kol isha, right? Kol. The Mishnah said that kol isha sheyesh la veses dayashaita. If any woman has a set time, or a set period for when her period comes, she knows it's typically going to come at that time, whether it's a veses the same time of the month, that's a veses hachodesh, or it's a veses hayom, veses haflaga means the time periods between each. Veses is usually set by three times seeing at the same time. Unless it's a haflaga, you have to be 4 times with 3 intervals. If she has a veses kavua, then she checks internally and she sees blood, we're going to assume dayashaita. We're not going to assume that she saw anything beforehand. Gemara says, Lema masnisin rabidosehi v'lo rabbanon. Let us conclude that our Mishnah follows the shita of Rabbi Dosa, but does not, and not the shita of the Rabbanon. Should we assume that? Why? The Tanya, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer, actually maybe it's a Mishnah on Daftez. Right, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Arba Noshim Dayan Shaitan. There are only 4 women who we assume Dayan Shaitan, that we assume that the blood only appeared at that moment, and we're not going to make them Tameh retroactively. Number one is a Basula. So Basula means someone who's just never, she's too young. That's what it says, too young. Mil Beres, someone who's pregnant. Assumption Beres not going to have a period. Menika, you also assume someone who's nursing is another period. Again, the idea was in Talmud times, they thought that the blood turned into the milk. Menika, Uzakena, and someone, I guess, who's postmenopausal, is not going to be seeing her period. So if they happen to have seen blood, we're going to assume that it only appeared at that moment, and not retroactively. Rabbi Dosa says, Kol isha sheyesh la veses dayashaita. Like our Mishnah seems to say, that any woman who has a veses, any woman who has a set time period when she's going to see her menstrual blood, that she's dayashaita, was only going to have tumah prospectively, not retroactively. So the assumption here is that Rabbi Dosa says, Kol isha sheyesh la veses dayashaita. The assumption is, somewhere, Rashi says, somewhere they're going to argue. And they don't agree that Kol isha sheyesh la veses dayashaita. So Gemara says, no. They would hold that even if you have a veses, we could according to Hillel, according to Chamim, we can say that she is going to have retroactive tumah. So the Gemara says no. Afilu tamer rabbanan, we can even say that our Mishnah that says called isha sheyesh la veses dayashaita can go according to the rabbanan, because we'll say as follows: ad kan lo pligi rabbanan le the Rabbi Dosa. What is the machlokas between rabbanan and Rabbi Dosa? Ella shelo bishas vesta. We're talking about a woman who has a vesta's kavua. She happened to have seen the blood. She didn't check. She happened to have seen the blood, not during the time she expected the blood to be there. So even though she is an isha with a vesta's kavua, she saw it not during her appropriate time. So there, since she saw it shelo bismano, we're going to be choshesh that maybe, right, that maybe she saw the blood beforehand. That's according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, those will say no. If she has a veses kavua, she's supposed to see the blood at a certain time, and she saw the blood now, that's when it started. It didn't start beforehand. Aval b'shas vesta, but we would say a woman who has a veses kavua, if she saw the blood at the assumed time, aval b'shas vesta, modulei. The Chachamim would then agree to Rabbi Dosa. Thank you. The Chachamim would agree, they would agree to Rabbi Dosa, and then, umasnishin b'shas vesta, but they call in our Mishnah that would says that a woman who has a shas vesta, dayashaita, would be according to everybody. Because according to this interpretation, everyone agrees that if a woman has a veses, and she sees the period, and she sees her blood at the Vesta's time, at the Kavua time, everyone agree. We don't look backwards. We're just going to assume that the blood appeared now, and there's nothing beforehand, would be Tameh. The Gemara says, okay, Michlal, based on that, if you're going to say that, Michlal, the Rabbi Dosa, the coin Rabbi Dosa, Afilu Shelo Bishas Vesta Amar. That, if that's the case, then Rabbi Dosa, and I don't want to answer the question, but it's true. According to that, Rabbi Dosa says, a woman who has a veses kavua, even if she sees blood not during her veses kavua, not during the time that she expected it, we would still say dayashaita. That's what it is. Rabbi Dosa, the machlokas is, a woman who has a veses kavua, if she sees her blood, not during that time period. Rabbi Dosa again will say that is dayashaita. We don't have to worry about going backwards. The Gemara then says, so man, according to this, who is the author of the following brisa? Right, the brisa says, "Isha sheyesh la veses." A woman has a set time to see her period. right? She's a Veses. Kitma Tami Lemafreya. So this Bryce is talking about a Kesem. So till now, as the article points out a few times, till now we're talking about the woman who did an internal investigation and she found the blood. Here we're talking about a Kesem, where she doesn't do the investigation. She just finds a stain on her undergarments or on her clothing. She finds a stain. So Isha Sheyeshla Veses, right? Kitma Tami Lemafreya. The Kesem is going to say, we don't know where that came from. Even though she has a Veses, she's going to say that the Kesem, that that if she finds a stain on her clothing, it's going to be Metameh, everything retroactively. I guess either Meis Leis or Mepim Pkida, or whatever. That's going to be, it's going to be Metameh all the way back. Why? So the Bryson says, well, where do we have a precedent to say that you can be Metameh stuff retroactively? Because the Bryson says, because we know that even if a woman who has a Vesta sees blood at an investigation, when she does a bedika, sees blood not during her time of her Veses, mitame es leis, she can be mitame retroactively. So you see we have a precedent of being mitame retroactively. So Nema, we should say in this case, because our case here is talking about a woman who has a shas a Veses, who sees blood, the second part of the Bryson says, who sees blood, shelo b'shas Veses, where we're going to be metami her retroactively. Name Rabbanan, Hevel, or Bidosa. So then this Brisa will go according to the Shita of the Rabbanan and not according to the Shita of Rabbi Dosa, which is fine, but the Gemara for some reason doesn't want to do that. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Dosa says, Isha Sheyesh Leveses, Daya Shaita. Even, what we're saying now, we're about to change it, even if she sees the blood, Shelo B'Shas Veses. As long as she has a set time to see it, we're going to say Daya Shaita. So the Gemara says, no, Afilu Tame Rabbi Dosa. We're going to say that this Braisa follows even according to Rabbi Dosa. Why? We're going to flip. Now we're just going to completely flip the. It's weird. The Gemara goes from one end to the other one. Completely flips it. The understanding of the Machlokas. We're going to say Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbi Dosa Leida Rabbanon. Maybe we can say that Rabbi Dosa was Rabbi Dosa's argument with Rabbanon. Ela Bishas Vesta. It's talking that she sees it during her set time. So now we're going to say as follows. Say that sorry first. Say as follows. Rabbi Dosa has every woman who has a Veses, if she sees the blood during her Veses, during the set time, Daya Shaita. Rabbanan are going to argue on that and say, no, if you do the examination, we're not going to say Daya Shaita, even if she has a Veses. And Rabbi Dosa is going to agree, even if she has a Veses and she sees the blood not during the set time, which is the complete opposite of what we just said previously. So we're going to say, Afil Tim Rabbi Dosa, Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbi Dosa Le the Rabbanan, Ela B'Shas Vesta. When does Rabbi Dosa argue with the Chachamim and say the concept of Daya Shaita? That's only if she saw it during the assumed the time that was going to come. Aval Shelo B'Shas Vesta, but if she did not see it during that time, Modi Lehu, then Rabbi Dosa is going to agree with the Chachamim that she could be Matamei L'Mafreya. And our Mishnah, who says, if you have a Veses, it's Daya Shaita, that only goes to Rabbi Koin's Rabbi Dosa. Then you set up the Mishnah as being singular, Rabbi Dosa. So the Gemara says, and then the Braisa becomes Divrei Kol. According to the first way we learned it, the Mishnah is Divrei Kol, and the Braisa is only according to the Chachamim. According to this way we're learning it, the Braisa is Divrei Kol, but the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Dosa. So the Gemara asks, "Veloka Ipcha, doesn't it make sense to say that our Mishnah is Divrei Kol and the Braisa would be a Das Yachid? Wouldn't you think that Rebbe made the Mishnayos to be as unanimous as possible? So the Gemara says, I find this difficult. It says, Kevan, the Ike Lu'ukme Lu'kulu V'Lu'chumra. We can establish the Machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim one of two ways. Either one way that it's L'chumra, which is the second way we're learning. The second way we're learning, they're both more Machmir. Because how they more Machmir? Rabbanan never say Isha Daya Shaita was a Veses, and Rabbi Dosa says it's Daya Shaita only if she sees B'Shas Vesna. If you learn it the other way, the first way, then it's more L'kulu. Because then everyone agrees if she has a Veses and she sees it at the time, it's not L'mafreya. So that's more Mekel. So the Gemara says, Kevan the Ikel Ukmi L'kul L'chumra, since you have the possibility of being established in the Machlokas, either L'kul L'chumra, L'chumra Mokminan. We're going to make it, because we're dealing with Tumah Tahara, we're going to make it more Machmir. But I asked the question, and the Rosh Hashanah asked the question, although we're showing the Nachman asked the question, why are you going L'chumra? This whole thing is a Suffolk Derabbanan. Right? It's a Suffolk Derabbanan, you should go to Kula. We're talking about Tumah Derabbanan here. The Rabbanan are choshes that maybe the blood was there beforehand, so as on a din on a Derabbanan level, we're going to take the Tumah and make it a Lemafreya. Next, I guess there's some, maybe the answer could be that they, when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, they were machmir. So even despite the idea of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, they're gonna go according to the go to Chumrah. Right, that's what he said. Is that what he says? Who is he quote?
The Mizra Rashash.
The Mizra Rashash. Okay. I should have kept reading in the Rashash instead of stopping at the question. Okay. Okay. All right. Now the Gemara is going to go back and discuss the Braisa. Katani, it's not easy, these Gemaras. Katani, so we learned in the Braisa, we mentioned in the Braisa before, that if a woman finds a kesem, again, a kesem was a stain on her clothing, as opposed to seeing it a check. Remember those days, when they were doing about Tumah V'Tahara, they would check. The woman would check internally to make sure that she didn't have any blood in order to, because we're talking about Tumah V'Tahara. So Katani, we learned in the Braisa, that a woman who sees a kesem, even during her veses, or even during, you know, she's a kesem, even, she's matame lemafreya, even though that if she had seen blood at the time of the veses, it's tayashaita. I mean, the kesem is going to be more chamor than the internal examination, right? And how do we know we have this idea of being matame lemafreya? Because it says she interred shelovishas veses vista mitamel isleis. Because we know that if she saw the blood not during the expected time, she will be mitamel mafreya also. So we have a precedent of being mitamel mafreya. So Gemara says, Gemara makes a diuk. Taima di isha sheyishla veses hu de pligi rabbanan ben kitma liriyasa. It seems to be that the only time the rabbanan, listen to this brisa, make the distinction between the kesem and the investigation and seeing the blood is a woman who has a veses, right? Time of the isha she yesh la veses. The woman has presumed time for the blood to come. Who depleti rabbanim and kismel l'riyasa? That's where this brisa makes the difference between a riya and the kesem. Meaning the kesem is l'mafreya, the riya is not. Ha, however, shar nashim she'amru chacham dayin shaita. But all other women where they say dayin shaita, which are the other list of the other four. In other words, we had four that we mentioned. And Rabbi Dosa added the Isha Shleish Leveses, and our Mishnah has the Isha Leveses. But we also have four other women. Ha Ashar Nashim She'amru Chachamim Dayan Shaitan, which was the ones that we mentioned. Then Kitmon Kiryasan. Those, we're going to say, the Kesem has the same din as the Riyah, which means they would not be Metam Lafreya. It would just be Dayan Shaitan. So money. So who's author? Who would then author that Brisa? Who holds? Who's the Shita that holds that when it comes to ksamim, right, when it comes to stains, they have the same halachas as a re'iyah when it comes to the other four women that we mentioned. Remember, I mentioned the Basula, the Yonika, the Muberes, and the Zakena. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. That goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. Is that like the son of Antignos Yisoko, maybe, from Perkei Avos? He says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, the Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Mishum, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Kol Nashim, all women who find the kesem, Kismon tamin lemafreya. Any woman who finds a kesem, we're going to be matamei them lemafreya. Either meis leis, pkid lekido, according to Hillel, even further back. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel kol nashim kitmon kadam lemafreya. The nashim she'amru chachamim dayin shaitan. However, the woman who we say that they saw a re'iya, we're going to say dayin shaitan. We're only going to assume tumma from that moment on. Then kismon kiriyasan. Their kesem is like the re'iya. It's just like their kesem is not, just like their riyah is not lemafreya, so to their kesem is not going to be lemafreya. Chutz, except for mitinokes shelohis higias man liros. Talking about a girl who's too young to have her period. Shafilu sedanim shlom luchlachlim bedam. Even if her sheets are filled with blood, ain't choshes lo. We're not going to be choshes. We can assume that blood came somewhere else. Must be a girl who's really way too young to have the period. We're talking about a girl who's in the time period, it's her first period. We're talking about the girl who's way much younger than they're not going to assume that the blood came from elsewhere. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. You just established that Rab Chanina says that the kesem is going to be the same thing as the riya, meaning if the woman finds a stain on her garment, then we're going to say, for the most part, sometimes we're going to say lemafreya, but if it's going to be one of these four, we're going to say dayan shaita. But that means that according to Rabbi Chanina, there is a concept of kesem. We're going to get to the idea of ksamim, of how that, but we meet Yisrael Rabbi Chanina kesem klal. But who says Rabbi Chanina even holds with this concept of kesem, of the stains? Maybe he says that kesem means nothing. Who says that? V'hatanya, don't we have a brisa that says as follows? Kol ha'nashim kismon tameh. All women, if they find the kesem, that's matami them. right? But the nashim she'amru chachamim dayin shaiton, and the woman, and even women who the chachamim say that's dayin shaiton, which would be abasulam, muberes, menik, vizikna, we're also going to say for them kisman tame, that their kesem is also going to be metame. And Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, no, nashim she'amru chachamim dayin shaiton elam kesem. He says that the woman who the chachamim say dayin shaiton, those four, there's no concept of kesem when it comes to them, right? So my love, the ein lahem kesem klal, which means there's no din of kesem at all. We just established that the previous brisa that says the kesem equals the riya goes according, notes four women, goes according to Rav Chanina. But we just said here that Rav Chanina says in these four women, there is no concept of kesem. So Mar says, no. When he says ein lahem kesem klal, doesn't mean they don't have the concept of kesem at all. He says, lo, ein lahem kesem mafreya. It means that their kesem doesn't mitame them retroactively. Ein lahem kesem mafreya. Aval yesh lahem kesem ikan la'aba. But they do have kesem going forward. They have the din. If they see a kesem, they go to be tummy going forward until they retire themselves. So they can't touch anything at that after that. I mean, they can, just makes a tummy. So Chanina ben Antigonus does hold that idea of kesemim by these four women. He just holds, and the Bryce is inconsistent, he holds that the kesem equals the Re'iya. Just like the Re'iya is Dayan Shaitan, so to the kesem is going to be Dayan Shaitan. So Michlal, that means, we're going to infer, that if Chanina ben Antigonus argued with the Tanna Kamma, and when he says Ein lahem kesem, it means Ein lahem kesem lemafreya, the Chachamim who say that there is kesem, that means there is kesem lemafreya. We do go retroactive. Michlal the Tanna Kamma savar afilu mafreya. That means to show that the Tanna Kamma holds that a kesem is mitamid lemafreya. And what ends up happening, we mentioned this already, so these four women, if they see blood in a bedika, then that's dayan shaitan. But they see a kesem, that's lemafreya. So now we have to find a tana who holds that the kesem is more chamor than the riyah, that the stain is more chamor than we do the investigation. Like Gemara says, Michal tana kama sabra afilu mafreya. Gemara says, in, yeah, you do. Rabbi Meir, it's a sheet of Rabbi Meir. The machmir legabik samin. Rabbi Meir is much machmir when it comes to kesem. Kesem, some things that he's very machmir on. What's the source for that? The Tanya, we have the Brisa, Kol Hanashim, all women, this is all women, Kesamim Tamim Afreya. They see a Kesem, it's going to be Matama them. Again, when we say Matama, it's talking about Tumma Vatara. I don't believe, it's we mentioned already, it's not talking about, when it comes to Nida, the two impacts, Tumma Vatara and Isura Labaila, this only applies to Tumma Vatara, we say Tumma Afreya. We don't, she doesn't start counting, you know, her Nida beforehand, and if she had beer with her husband before that, there's no Isser Limafreya. It's only coming out to Matara. So the Tanya, Kol HaNashim Kisman Tami Limafreya. All women, they see a Kesem, it's going to be, we're going to do retroactive Tumah. The Nashim She'amru Chachamim Dayan Shaitan, and the woman who the Chachamim say, those four women, the Chachamim agree that if they see blood, it's only, if they see, in an investigation, it's only Dayan Shaitan, it's not Limafreya. Nevertheless, Kisman Tami Limafreya. Their Kesem is going to be more Chamur, and it's going to be Mitami Limafreya, Divri Rabbi Meir. So, you see, Rav Meir is more machmir on kesem than he is on the Re'iya by these four, by all women, and especially by these four women.
But this girl with blood in the bed?
The assumption being the girl with the blood in the bed, if she's a three-year-old, we're going to assume that the blood came from elsewhere. And we're not going to elsewhere, came from somewhere else. So we're not going to assume that's her period. Right? She has no signs of Nara, she has no physical maturity signs. It's not going to be Dam either, until we prove otherwise. So that's the good thing. Whatever, to go check. We're not going to assume that until we know otherwise. But the assumption is going to be that it's not Dam Nida.
So what's making two statements? He says Kol HaNashim. Now he's saying repeat it. And then
wait. Kol HaNashim. He says all women. The Kesem is Tamim Afreya, and even the women who come and say that their Re'iya is Dayan Shaitan, which is those four women. Even those women, the Kesem is Tamim Afreya. Okay. And then we'll just finish with the Brisa, Rechim ben Antigonus Omer. Rechim ben Antigonus says, Nashim she'amru chachamim dayin shaitan, he says, the women who the chachamim say dayin shaitan, those four women, also kitvan kriyasan. Their kesem is the same thing as the Re'iya, which is going to be dayin shaitan, just from that moment going forward. And here, now you said before, but tinoka shekiyah is manaliroth. Now let's say you have a young girl who's now of age to see, tinoka shekiyah is manaliroth, yesh la kesem. She does have a concept of kesem. Say she's 11, 12 years old, whatever the time period would be, if she has a kesem, we're going to say it's matami lemafreya, but shelo igi is manaliros, but if she's too young, then ein la kesem. She doesn't have the din of kesem. And the emasai gius man liros. What does it mean that she's of the age in order to see? Kishehigiu yumei neurim. When the time period, when she either she bought stays to aros or she becomes 12 years. She becomes 12 years old. Not sure if it has to be one or the other, or maybe both. The idea is whatever the time period is that the chachamim set before that she doesn't have kasem.
What? Age of 12 or exhibits physical signs.
Right. So I'm not. But it's a machlokas whether it's both. And he brings down a machlokas here. That the Rashi says both, and the Ritva here says it's enough that if they only, she only brings for only one sign, right? The Rashba says that she needs both signs, so it's a similar focus. But the idea being is that if she's pre-pubescent, then she doesn't have kesem. If she's a puberty, she does have kesem. Okay. The next thing the Mishnah mentioned,
kesem means
a stain.
What? Dayashaita or go back?
Well, it depends who you're holding. Like Rav Meir says, you go to Mafreya. According to Ruklina Ben Antigonos, of those with those four women, it's Dayan Shaitan. If it's not those four women, then it would be Luma Frey as well. Okay.
She's one of the four, or she's the
fifth? Who?
The girl who
the Tinokis is one of the four. Right? That's
she's not Tinokis, she's the parish.
Well, it depends. Then she's no longer Tinokis, right? It's Basula is the young woman, the Muberis, the Meinika, the Zakena. If she's no longer the Basula, which we established as a young girl, then she's in the parsha of seeing, then her kesem is the mafreya. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah was Hamisha Meshes Be'edim. So the person does, they used to also check, besides checking, you know, yearly twice a day, they would also check before and after having bia. They'd wipe themselves to make sure that there was no blood. The husband would also check to wipe himself. That's really not a good thing to do, but it's only at those times they would check their Avarim to make sure there's no blood. So that bedika that they would check, the Mishnah says, Nechsheves Pekida. It's good enough for a Pekida, right? Umimaetes Yad Al Yad Me'es Leis Vadeim Pekida. So therefore, if she did the checking for Bia within 24, you know, after 24 hours of the previous check, that counts as a check, basically. So if she didn't see anything, so if she previously did a check at 12, and she had Bia at 8, so the checking for the Bia before and after, the checking at 8 o'clock, That's going to set the time that's going to check the parameters for when she's tamei or not. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Eid shelifnei tashmish einu mimayit kepkida. The checking before bia does not count. That doesn't count. Why? My taima, Amar Rav Ketina mitok shemuhuma levesa, because she does it quickly because she's ready to do. She wants to have bia. So the Gemara says, okay, just because she's interested in having bia now, why does that make a difference? He says, no. Mitoksha mahuma lebesa, because she's interested and she's rushing to an oracle, she wants to have bia, einu machneses l'chor l'tzadokim. She doesn't do a thorough check. So she's not doing a thorough check, so therefore that check's not going to count. So if, let's say, she sees blood after or something like that, that check's not going to count. We're going to have to go further back. That check doesn't count. The Gemara is now going to ask on Shmuel. What do you mean? Shmuel again just said that remember they check before and after. Shmuel just said that the check before doesn't count. So the Gemara says Tanah, but our Mishnah says Hamishameshes Be'edim, which is plural. Harezo Kipkida, the two. Hamishameshes Be'edim, that's two. Right? My love Chad Lifnei Tashmish VeChad LeAcher Tashmish. One's before Bia, one's after Bia. It says two. The Gemara says no, it's not both of hers. They're two. Meaning I mentioned before, she checks and he checks. He says Lo Edi VeEdi. Achar Tashmish. Both of them are talking about Edim, are talking about checking being done after Tashmish. Echad lo, one is the Baal wipes his Aver. The Echad lo, one of the woman checks herself. Those are the checks that count. Quotes to Ketnan, quotes the Mishnah in a couple of days, in Daf Yudalid, Derech Benos Yisrael, Mishameshesh Mishnei Edim. The Derech of Benos Yisrael was to have Bia with two Edim, two Edim meaning people who they check afterwards. Echad lo ve'echad lo. One for him and one for her. So when he says two in our Mishnah, it's not talking about before and after. It's talking about the two of them that are done after Bia. The Gemara says, Hai mai. Wait, that doesn't make sense. I amar pishum achad lifnei tashmish va'adla achar tashmish. If you're telling me one before tashmish, one after tashmish, then I have a chiddush. There's a chiddush to teach me. You're teaching me the itzrach, you're teaching me the sagdai the chamina, we talk shemul the base of lo batka shapir, kamash malan, a raise of kita. Because then, basically, you tell me that the checking that she does after tashmish, what's the chiddush? Okay, that works for a check? Of course it works for a check. Why is it any different? It's a check. But if you're going to tell me that the two batikos include the checking before Tashmish, well then the Mishnah's telling me a chiddush, that even though she is going quickly because she's ready to have Tashmish, nevertheless that counts as a check. But if you tell me that that doesn't count as a check, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? To tell me that checking done after Tashmish is counts as a check, why wouldn't it be? Let's read it again. So hi mai. Then I would need it. So, and nevertheless, Shapir, right? Kamash Malan, that it is. Lo Botka Shapir. Kamash Malan, that it is. Hareza Kapkidla, it is considered a checking. What are you telling me that both of the Edim this Mishnah is talking about are both after Tashmish? Pshita. That's Pashit that it counts as a check. Why wouldn't it? So Gemara says, no, because you would have, maybe you would have had it, it's a Kiddush also. Because somebody would have thought, Ma'u Ritema, Shema Tira Tipas Dam Kirchardal, V'tichapena Shichvas Zera. Because maybe you would think that the post bia check is also not good. Because maybe there was blood, a small little blood, like the size of a mustard, and it was covered by the semen. So therefore, you wouldn't see it. Kamash Malan, that we're not choshesh for that, and the check afterwards is still considered good. V'ibayis Ema, or you can answer and say, really, we're talking about the checking done before and the checking done afterwards. Stay bedikos atzichur rabbanan. What the Mishnah has come to teach us, it teaches us another din, that you need to do two bedikos. You have to do chad lifnei tashmish, v'achad l'acher tashmish. The Mishnah is teaching me that there are two bedikos, one before tashmish, one after tashmish. But when it says, hareza kapkida, but it says one of those checking counts as a pekida, that's only talking about l'acher tashmish. It's only talking about the checking done after tashmish. The Mishnah is just teaching me a rule derech agav, but the Harezu Kapakida is only going on the second check. The Gemara says, how can you say that? Vahaha Mishameshes Katani. Right, it says Hamishameshes, which is not a Lashon Chova. Hamishameshes means, if she's a Mishameshes Be'edim, if she happens to be Mishameshes Be'edim, according to the way we just established the Mishnah in the Ibayis Ema, it tells me that the woman has to check before, has to check after, and it's only the check after that counts as a check. But that does not the light language of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't mention any chiyuv, it just says Hamishameshes Be'edim, and she happens to be having bia with these Edim. So the Gemara says, no, Tzni Mishameshes Be'edim. Don't say Hamishameshes, it's Umishameshes. She is Mishameshes Be'edim, because that is a chiyuv, that just changes the language of the Mishnah, to tell me that the Mishnah is teaching me that she's supposed to check with, she's supposed to have bia with a pre and post bia check, and this post bia check is the only one that counts to limit the time period for Tumah Vatara. Okay.
Shmuel agrees.
What?
Shmuel agrees.
No, it's an Ibi Yasim. Shmuel gave the...
See, there's only one before.
What?
So how's he deal with one after?
Who?
Shmuel. Or Yudama Shmuel. Initially, he said that it doesn't count.
He says only the one before, after counts. Everyone's saying the one after counts. Right? Shmuel said, H lifnei tashmish ainim in my computer, meaning only the one after tashmish is my. So now everyone is agreeing to that. We just had to explain the Mishnah to fit that. But everyone seems to agree to that now. Right? Okay. The Mishnah then said, right, the Mishnah says if your Mishnah is be'edim, if she does, right, she checks with Edim, that's Pekida, and it says, umimetes al yad esla es, ad Pekida Pekida. So basically, it limits the 24-hour period. It limits everything. So the Gemara says, "Hashdam eisla eis mimas mimayefes." If you say that the pekida will limit the time period, meaning you don't have to go back to 24 hours, pekida pekida miboy. Of course, it's going to limit. It's going to chop the time off from the previous check. The previous check was probably less time, was closer in time than the 24 hours ago. So if it's going to knock down the time for the 24 hours till now, it's going to knock down the time from the previous check also. Why do you have to say both? So the Gemara says, no. Ma'u the Tema, maybe you would have said that the Chachamim are going to be Mekel for somebody. Right? This is all the Chachamim. So we're going to have to say that when were the Chachamim Mekel? The Chachamim were Mekel maybe Me'es La'es. They want to limit the 24-hour period because 24 hours, she could have been touched a lot of Tumah, and it's a Pseida. There's going to be a loss. Right? Ma'u the Tema, Me'es La'es, Chashuva Rabban, and Pseida Taharos. They're Choshe to be Mafsid, all these Taharos. So they're going to say, okay, you did a Bedika after your Bia, that's an account of the check. You don't have to go back 24 hours. Aval Mekida Mekida, but maybe she checked 3 hours beforehand, so that low, maybe they weren't going to be so Mekel, because that's not such a big loss. Kamash Malan, that even Mekida Mekida, it's going to count as a check, and it moves the time period forward from when she did the actual check. Okay. Then the Mishnah said that the woman, right, the woman, Mishnah said that the woman who has a Beses, we say Dayashaita. But just as she sees now, that's it. We don't go retroactively.
Right.
And we said, Ketzav Dayashaita, what's the example? The Mishnah said, Haisa Yosheves Bemita, she was sitting on the bed, the Osekis B'Taharos, is the quote from the Mishnah, and she's touching the Taharos, Upirsha Hameamita, and then she gets up from the bed, and then she checks and sees blood. He Timeya V'Hein Taharos. She is Tame, but the bed and the Taharos that she sat on and that she was dealing with, those are still considered Taharos, because we don't say retroactively. We say she only saw the blood from that moment, because she has a Vesas. So the Gemara says, Lamed the Mishnah, Haisi Yosheves B'Mita V'Askam B'Taharos. What's this whole idea of her sitting on the bed? Who cares about the bed? Listen, we can learn the same din of Haisa Asuka B'Taharos. She was just dealing with Taharos. And then she stopped and she saw. What does it mean? What does the idea of her sitting on the bed have to teach us? So anytime you talk about sitting on the bed, you're talking about Mishkov Zav and Zavo. You're talking about that as the more chamor tumma of a Zav. That's even whatever you're sitting on also becomes Tameh. So that's probably what happens. But he says, Hakamash Malan, it comes to teach us, Taima, the reason why the bed is Tahora is the Daya Shaita. The reason why the bed is tahor is because she has a vesas kavua, and we assume daya shaita, and therefore she didn't see till after she got off the bed, right? Ha me'es le'es, but if she doesn't have a vesas kavua, right? Or according to those that, well, let's just say, if she doesn't have a vesas kavua, where we are metame her retroactively, ha, which is a code word for that, is me'es le'es, ha me'es le'es, mita nami metamya. If she's a woman, we don't say Dayashaita, the bed is also going to become Tame. Right? Even though she has her clothing on and nothing, she touches the bed is also going to become Tame. And that's Messiah the Z'iri. And that is support for the Shita of Z'iri. The Amr Z'iri. Z'iri says, Me'es le'es. The Tumah de Rabbanan that the Chachamim made for a woman who's going to be Metame retroactively. The Tumah Me'es le'es. Meaning a woman who doesn't have the Veses. Right? Tumah Me'es le'es. Shebenida Osa Mishkav Umoshev. It is a powerful enough tumah to create the tumah of Mishkav Umoshev onto the item that she sat upon. L'tame Adam, L'tame Begadim. It's enough to create, someone then touches that bed for the person to become strong enough tameh to remit, and then to transmit that tumah to his clothing, even though his clothing never touched anything. Meaning it's going to go from her to the bed, to the person, to his clothing. Because that's a tumah, that's a very powerful tumah, the tumah of Mishkav of the tumah of Mishkav and Moshav. Normally, a person can't right. Normally, a person can only become tameh from an af, and he can become a rishon. But here, which making the bed into an av, right? You make the bed into an av tumah. Therefore, it can be tameh the person who can then be tameh his clothing.
What?
Just this taharos.
Just food.
But it's just all Tahara stuff. We're all talking about Tahara. It only has to do with Tahara stuff.
Right,
because the idea is that you're going to touch the food and therefore...
We're all talking about the world of Tahara. So
touching Tahara.
No, she's dealing with Taharas.
Right.
So she also... you're saying it also creates... Because we want to make Machmir, because she's dealing with Tahara, so we're making the bed Tahara also. So then somebody else sits on the bed.
And therefore anything you touch...
Right, no, but his question is, but the bed's not Taharos. No, the food is Taharos.
It's transmit the tumah.
He already understands that, but he's saying that the bed itself is not something that you deal with Taharos. This is, the kalim, the food, is a Taharos item. But the bed is not. But I'm saying, I think they're just making it so chamor that the bed also becomes chamor. Right. Okay. So the Gemara says, michtei. Now the Gemara has a different question.
Wait, so the Mishkav and Moshe by Anita is typically only, is only the Rabbanim? Is that what it says?
No, if she's a full-fledged Nida?
Yeah.
No, then it's for real. It's Mishkav and Moshe. It's a Zav or a Zav.
For Anita.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Daraisa.
Yeah, that's okay. Daraisa. But we're talking here, we're in the world of the Rabbanim, because we're doing retroactive.
Right.
This is all retroactive. So that's it's, right. This is the Tumah of Me'es Leis. Okay, so Gemara says, Michtei. Let's take a look. Hai Mita, this bed... Is Dover She'ein Bo Da'as Lishalhu.
And even if it's the Rabbanim,
yeah,
you're still concerned that the food could be Tameh.
Correct.
It's still a Chashash. So right. You can't do anything with it. Regardless. The Rabbanim of Duraisa.
Right. You can't do anything with the food. I mean, someone who doesn't care about Tumah V'Tahara.
I'm afraid maybe it'd be the Rabbanim, but you're still going to have a Chashash as to whether it's it's tahor or not. So therefore, you cannot burn it, and you can eat it, still.
Well, yeah, you're going to lose. That's that we mentioned before. It's a big seder for taharos. The people, you're going to lose the food. If the person is dealing with the food, who deals with tumah v'tahara, you're going to lose the food. At the rabbanan level, you're still going to lose it. Yeah. But what's the question, though?
That aspect of being derabbanan is irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant because they have the sveikos and all different other things that come about when it comes to the chacham, it applies.
If you eat the food afterwards.
Because it's tumah derabbanan, you can have kulas about when a chacham say it's going to be tummy or not tummy. But once a chacham makes it say it's tummy, yeah, then you're going to lose the food. That's what we just mentioned before. Maybe the chachamim are not going to say, are going to be makil from meis leis because you're going to lose too much food. But once you make a tummy, it's tummy derabbanan, correct? Once something is usher derabbanan, usher deraisa, it's still usher. But when are you creating that
usher? If you have the suffix, whenever you have a suffix deraisa, you go to chacham.
But usually with suffix derabbanan, you're the kula.
No, but either way, you're going to have a suffix.
Right, but for something that's relevant to Kula, then you don't have to worry about Tumavatara. When the Chum make it, the rules are now set according to the Chum. So it goes with Kula.
I mean, Deraisa.
It's not a Sefik Deraisa.
As to whether...
With me Deraisa, this woman is not Mitame. She's only Mitame from now going forward. This whole idea of her being Mitame, Mila Eis Leis, for retroactively, is only a Chashash Derabanan.
Right.
So then they can set their rules. Okay. Michtei. Hai Mita Dover She'ein Bo Das Nisholu. This bed has no das. You can't ask. What does that mean? V'chol davar she'ein bo das lishol sfeiko tahor. But we know, we have a rule, that any time there's a suffek tuma on an item in a reshus ha-yachid, that's, right? We say, the klal is a suffek tuma reshus ha-yachid is going to be tamei. If you have a doubt about tuma reshus ha-yachid going to be tamei, you learn it out from sota, right? Because a sota has a suffek tuma, it's on a reshus ha-yachid. Because she's secluded herself, that's a reshus ha-yachid. But the idea, the point also is that we consider everything, all sveikos was learned from sota, and the sota is somebody who has das that you can ask. She might not tell you the answer, but she can ask her. She can theoretically ask. So, but here by the bed, it's tummy that doesn't have it. You can't ask the bed. So if you can't ask the bed, then even Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the sveikos should be tahor, right? Right? He says kol davar she'im adas yishol sveikot tahor. Sveikot tahor. So therefore, why is this bed going to become tamei? It should be tahor. So Tirgum HaZi'iri. HaZi'iri says, no. Kishechavroseha nosos osa b'mita dehavile yad chavroseha. It's when her friends are carrying her on the bed. So they're carrying her on the bed, so her friends' hands now equal the bed because they're touching the bed. And the friends are somebody you can ask. So therefore the friend's hand becomes an extension of the bed. That's going to be the ukimta, and that's why you can say that the bed becomes tame, because it is something that das mishal. What can you ask? You can ask the bed's extension. The bed's extension are the women who are carrying her.
They know.
What? You don't have to know. They have the ability to ask. Right? Same thing with the sota. She's going to answer you the sota? No. Vahashta, but now, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan. Now Rav Yochanan says, Safek tuma haba'a bidei adam nish'alin alea. If you have a safek tuma that comes about from a person, meaning it's not a suffix tumor of a sheretz, it's a suffix tumor that comes from a person. This tumor that comes from the nida, like a person who carries a sheretz, right? Person is carrying a sheretz in his hands, and there's a suffix as to whether or not the sheretz touched the kli or something like that. Then, nish'alim aleha, you can ask, right? You may not know the answer, but you could ask, afilu b'kli munach ha-karka, kimisha yishu bodas lishol. Even if the kli is on the karka, it's considered somebody munach lishol. Rabbi Yochanan says, see this in Rashi, maybe easier. So you see, haba bidei adam. It's like towards the top third of the short lines. Haba bidei adam. He says, kegon zo, the tumah al yada ba. The tumah comes from her. The tumah comes out from a human. U kegon, for example, nosha sheretz biyado. He's carrying a sheretz in his hand. Safik nada bikli hamuna chagabri karka, safik lo nada. Hey, he's holding a sheretz in his left hand, right? Tuma, the sheretz, the tuma, my phone. He's holding the tuma in one hand, and then he's suffic whether he touched the kli. Well, if he's holding the sheretz or he's tamei, did he touch the kli or not? That's tuma that's coming out from his body, right? So he says, Mekan Rashi, goes, no sheretz biyado, suffic naga bikli hamunu chagabri karka, suffic lo naga. The afa pi, sha'adam lo haya osik bikli, right? Even though the person is not being osik with this kli over there, right? Hamitama, hol v'tumah ba'a yidei adam, even since the tumah is coming from him, safek naga tumah b'kli, safek lo naga, chashvina le kemisha yish badas klishol, which is a yachat sveko tamei. We're going to assume that that's going to be as if considered, even though the issue is about this kli, right, and this kli is not, you don't have das klishol, because it's a kli, but since the safek comes about from the fact that the safek is from, the safek emanates from the person, we're going to consider that going to be that dais lishal, even though our focus is on the kli. But since the tumah, the suffix generated from the person, so it's considered dais lishal, and therefore you're going to be.
So what are you asking
him? Nothing asking. We're just making. Right now, I'm just teaching you the rule. All right. Okay. That's Rav Yochanan. So now that Rav Yochanan says that suffix tumah habayi de adam, right, nishalim aleha v'afilu b'kli aminuach agaber karka. That's kemisha sheyish bo dais lishal. So afal pisha ain chavur said no says also mita. Why do I need to establish the case of where he's carrying them? The women are carrying her on the bed. It's the same suffix. The suffix would be the suffix emanates from her body. Right. It's a suffix emanating from her body about the bed, right? Right? Just like so. Therefore, you don't need this ukimta. Oh, you asked the bed is ain lo das lishol. Don't care about the bed not being able das lishol. Since the suffix is emanating or generated from her, from the person, right, that's considered leish lo das lishol. I don't have to come up with this crazy ukimta of the three women carrying her. Or the, I don't know why I said three, but I just said the women carrying her. Okay. Gufa. Right, going back to this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Safek tumah babi adam, if there's a Safek tumah that emanates from the person's body, Nishalim alea, that's considered yesh lo das lishal, vafil b'kli amnuch l'gabri karka. Even if the Safek now is about a kli, but if the Safek is degenerated from the person, then it's considered yesh lo das lishal, and therefore, if the suffix was in the Rishus HaYachid, it's going to be Tameh. Right. So, Meisvei, following question. Hayimis ateif v'ta'aliso, v'taharos v'tumos v'tzido. Right? U'taharos v'tumos l'mal mirosho. Okay, so he's taking his talus, and he's wrapping his talus, around himself. And the talus is now, there's something's Tameh, there's something Tor. Question would be with a talus, and they maybe touched the tummy stuff, and then went ahead and touched the horo stuff. Okay, right. So I think that's the case. Misate v'taliso v'taros v'tumos minocha mitzido or taros tumos l'mal mirosho suffik naga suffik lo naga. There's a suffik. I guess the talus is tummy.
Yeah.
1 second. Rashi says the talus itself is tummy to begin with. Hay misate v'taliso v'taros mitzido v'hu haya tummy. I guess he is tummy. So suffik time taharos betalis kishihigbio al ktefo suffik lo naga. O tumeos betzido kigon sheretz vuhu tahor suffik nikda taliso suffik lo nitma. The kind of suffix is going to be whether or not the talis touches it. So the Gemara says we're going to say it's tahor. We're going to assume everything is tahor. But the im eshar el in ke naga. But if you look at the situation, it's impossible that he didn't touch it. We're going to say tamei. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Omer Lo Shana Vishona. Do it again. Let's see what happens if you do it again.
This is a replay.
Right. Do the replay. See what happens. Do it again. If it happens again, then you know you're tamei. Do the situation. Repeat. Well,
just do the same thing you did before.
Yeah. Repeat. See what happens.
Well, how would that solve the problem?
Because if you didn't touch it now, that means you didn't touch it then, and everything is tar. Right, but Omer Lo, the Chumash said to him, "Ain't shonim b'taharos." Like, we don't risk it when it comes to haros like that. We're not going to do that. But the Gemara says, "Amai." The question of Rav Yochanan, "Amai." Why do we say here when there's a suffix, we say it's tahar? Ha suffix tumah haba bidei adam hu. This is a suffix tumah babi adam because the person himself is tameh. Right, the suffix emanated from the person body who was tameh, and it's a suffix now whether we touch something else. Well, that's going to be. That's considered something that has das lishal, and that's like sota, and it should be tamei. So Gemara says, "Bar minei dehahi." Don't ask me from this question. The Tanya of Osha, because Rav Osha says, "No, versus a yachid sveiko tamei versus a rabim tahor." You're right. Rav Osha says, "No, this is talking when we say tahor, it's only talking about versus a rabim, because then we say suffik tamei versus a rabim, it's tahor. But if it was in versus a yachid, it would be tamei because of Rav Yochanan's rule, because the person is considered das lishal, and even though the suffix is now on something inanimate, since the suffix emanated from the person, that's considered das lishal. It's considered to be equal to the sota, and therefore it.
Why is that? It sounds backwards. In a rishus yachid, you're saying that the suffix is something.
We learn from sota.
Tummy.
Correct. Suffek tumah v'shusha yachid is tummy.
It would be easy to investigate it.
We don't need an investigation. There's a rule. We learn from Sotah. If you have a suffek tumah v'shusha yachid, tummy. Suffek tumah v'shusha rabim, tahor. That's the rule. That's the rule we learn from Sotah.
All right.
Okay. Then we have to stop here by the gufa. All right. We'll stop here by the second gufa. Everybody have a great day.